It's officially DC festival season, and we're super excited about this one coming up on May 18th. Africa on the Avenue is a celebration of the vibrant African immigrant community along Georgia Avenue Northwest. There's going to be interactive art installations, fashion shows, music, food, and local business stands. This one-day festival, organized by District Bridges' Lower Georgia Avenue Main Street program, truly has something for everyone. So I'll see you there on May 18th. Go to districtbridges.org to learn more.
Today on CityCast DC, so how is your DC food trivia game? I am here with two of the smartest people about the local restaurant scene and two of my favorite journalists, period, to match wits about the past and present of Washington culinary life. It's Jessica Sidman versus Ann Limpert in a DC food trivia showdown. Today is Thursday, April 4th. I'm Michael Schaefer, and here's what DC is talking about. Hey, y'all, it is our second CityCast Trivia Smackdown. This edition, food. And I am talking with my friends, Washingtonians food team, Ann Limpert and Jessica Sidman. A quick review of the rules. I'm going to ask each of you a question. Each person gets 2 points if you get it, and 1 point if you steal, meaning if the other person is unable to get it and you jump in with an answer. But also, just to be clear, I am the king of the game, so I get to decide if there is any change or discrepancy or disagreement. Are we cool?
Yes, bring it on.
Well, first, we have to do the traditional rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. One, two, three, shoot. All right, Jess has given us rock. Anne has given us scissors. Rock beats scissors. Time for Jess to start.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Who is the gin Ricky named after? And we want more than just a name.
It's named after a Democratic lobbyist named Joe Ricky. I think they called him a colonel, even though he wasn't a colonel. It was created at a bar called Shoemakers on Pennsylvania Avenue. And the original version had bourbon in it, not gin. Now, today it's made mostly with gin.
That is absolutely correct.
That's my show-off answer.
But wait, why has nobody revived the name Shoemakers? It seems like this sort of like charming local retro that somebody would have snagged out of obscurity and named their bar.
I don't know. It is a good name. And it's S-H-O-O, shoe, which is kind of cute.
Yes, they don't make shoes. They say shoe.
Yeah, shoot.
All right. Well, so that's 2 quick points for Sidman. Now we move on to Ann Limpert, food editor and critic at Washingtonian. So, Ann, here is my question. What is in mumbo sauce? The recipe we found included 10 ingredients. You need to list out at least 5 correct ones to get the points.
Ketchup, sugar, hot sauce, vinegar, probably like a spice, like chili powder. Can.
We only had 4 of those being correct, not hot sauce. The ones you have correctly named are
sugar. Did I say sugar?
Yes, you have named ketchup, sugar, vinegar, and pepper. Sidman, do you want to steal this by naming one of the others?
Yeah, I feel like I have an unfair advantage because I literally just wrote a story about mumbo sauce.
Presumably Anne edited it.
She did not, but I'm going to go with pineapple juice as the secret mystery ingredient.
Oh my lord. And she gets the steal. That's another point for Sidman. It's now 3-0. The next question is for Sidman. Even though we all know it is DC, what other city claims to have originated mumbo sauce?
Chicago.
Boom,
but
5.
Liars, obviously DC.
What's the Chicagoites' argument for why they are the original mumbo sauce makers?
I forget the exact origin story in Chicago because obviously it didn't start in Chicago, so I'm not going to really commit this to memory. But I do know that it is a Chicago-based company that owns the trademark for mumbo sauce. So that's why you see some DC brands calling themselves Mambo sauce. And the new McDonald's version is also called Mambo sauce with an A.
How do you spell it?
Mumbo, obviously. That's just how everyone spells it.
All right. So, Anne, we found a list that WAMU compiled in 2019 of DC's 7 most iconic foods. Can you get at least 5 of them?
Okay.
I feel like Anne has gotten much harder questions. Just for the record.
I know. She really has.
Okay. The chili bowl half smoke, the Horace and Dickie's fried fish. Do we need restaurants too?
No. I mean, in fact, their thing is like,
okay,
one of them is like a genre of restaurant. A couple of them are specific.
Oh, steakhouse, crab cake, carry out that serves mambo sauce. Old school French, expense account Italian.
Can I give a hint?
Sure.
Think of a country.
Oh, Ethiopia. Duh.
Yeah, there you go. That gets you a 5. It's a silly list. The reason I'm giving hints here is that it's like a list that's like categories or ranges from genre of place to specific dish, which was the jumbo slice that they put on their list. The things that were on their list were steakhouses, half smokes, pupusas, mambo sauce, Ethiopian food, Southern food, and the jumbo slice. Would you guys agree with this list? You work in a different publication, and that I suspect has a much higher eating budget.
I mean, if it comes to like iconic, sure. I wouldn't say like the best representation necessarily, although, I mean, Ethiopian aside, our Ethiopian scene is wonderful.
I feel like Southern food is a weird one.
That's a bit of a cheat. Yeah.
We're not officially in the South, semi in the South.
Folks, we've had an entire CityCast episode on this very question, and we'll put it in the show notes. all right. So it's 5-2 Sidman. Question 5 for Sidman. What is injera normally made out of?
Teff.
She's good.
Come on.
All right. This one's for Anne. We like to claim Jose Andres as a DC star, but this was actually not his first stop in the United States. Where was he before he came here?
He was in New York City at a restaurant, the Quilted Giraffe you worked at.
Anne, that's totally correct.
Woo. Phew. All right.
And so the score is now 7-4. And the next question is for Jessica. The question is, speaking of Jose Andres, how many Jose Andres restaurants in total are open right now?
In the world or in DC area?
In the world, according to the Jose Andres website.
Okay. Oh, this is tricky because I feel like whatever answer you're going to have is probably also wrong because there are various different locations and variations and places like mini bar, bar mini, which are two concepts in one. So I don't know if you're counting them together separately, but I'm just going to throw out the number 30, which is probably wrong.
It's probably wrong. All right, Anne, you want to steal that one?
I do. I think it's 19.
Whoa, amazing. Uncanny.
And I know that because I looked at Jose Andres' Wikipedia page earlier this week.
she studied.
Who says Wikipedia is no good for sourcing?
Everybody knows that getting that perfect Mother's Day gift is basically impossible, but we promise Mom will love this one. The Capitol Hill Restoration Society House and Garden Tour is back this Mother's Day weekend on May 11th and May 12th. Tour 9 elaborate homes and gardens and 3 historic buildings on Capitol Hill that you can't normally enter. And if you can't make it, check out the Capitol Hill Restoration Society's other events like walking tours and monthly preservation cafes. You can buy tickets for the Mother's Day House and Garden Tour on Eventbrite, and be sure to follow CHRS on Facebook and Instagram at Capitol Hill Restoration DC.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
All right. So the score is now 7-5 in favor of Sidman. We've got a few more questions left. This next one goes to Anne. And the question is, what is the name of the dish that is permanently on the Senate menu as of 1907?
Is it Navy bean soup?
Which is Senate, also known
Senate,
as...
Senate bean soup. Senate Navy bean soup.
Yes, it is. The score is 7-7. We are now tied. What's in Senate bean soup anyway?
To be honest, I've never had it.
Sidman, have you ever had it?
I don't think I have. But I'm going to guess beans.
Yes, it's got beans, navy beans, in fact, as the name suggests. I know it's got a lot of pork in there, because I think there was like a halal boo-boo involving a Muslim delegation at some point that was infamous. They thought bean soup was just bean soup. All right, question 9. This one is for Sidman. Our score is currently 7-7. Jessica, the municipal fish market at the wharf is the oldest continuously operating fish market in the country. So my question for you is, what year did it open, give or take 10 years?
I feel like, okay, I think it's about a century. So I'm going to go with 1908.
That is incorrect. Anne, do you want to steal this one?
Wait, you said it was the oldest municipal fish market in the country?
Yes. Open air.
Open air. 1876.
Ah, you are 71 years too late. It opened in 1805.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Amazingly, only 5 years after the District of Columbia opened. What did they do for fish during those previous 5 years?
Womp womp.
Doing my best here, people. All right, Anne. The
yes.
Final question is for you.
Okay.
And the question is, which company produces Senate beer and when was it created?
Okay. We have it downstairs in my fridge. It begins with an H. It's Old Hyrick. And it was created, I have no idea, in 1941. Total guess.
Well, if you look closely at that can of beer in your fridge, it turns out that Right Proper makes Senate beer. It's a revival of a recipe by Old Hyrick from 1948.
Okay.
So as the king of the game, I'm going to award you 1 point for this.
Appreciate it.
All right. So finally, this is indeed a Price is Right style question. And it's for both of you guys, whoever gets closest. And I know that both of you as professional diners get to expense a lot of the things that you order. But this is a money question. And again, for the people who are not initiated, Price of Right rules means whoever gets closer to the number wins. And in my version of Price is Right rules, you actually can go over. So how much is the cocktail flight at Bar Mini?
I'm going to go for 175.
I'm going to say 125.
The correct answer is 115.
All right.
Which means the winner of the game is Anne Limpert, food critic and editor of Washingtonian. Under the rules of the game, I don't make them up. Well, actually, I do. The loser now needs to say for public edification that the winner is the best member of Washingtonian's food team.
I mean, Anne is wonderful, so I'm happy to say that she is the best member of Washington's food team. But I do think some of your questions were suspect. So,
so I am the worst member of Washington of CityCast DC's trivia team. Is what you're saying?
This election was rigged.
Yeah.
I think you could consult the new House Speaker about this. Perhaps over a bowl of Senate bean soup
with a Senate beer.
Jess and Anne, it's always awesome to have you guys here.
Thank you so much.
And that is all for today here on CityCast DC. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye.
I want to recount on Jose's restaurants.